From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO members to spend more on defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's campaign remarks about NATO have fueled efforts to establish a European defense force separate from NATO. At a gathering of EU foreign and defense ministers in Brussels Monday, they spoke of a more urgent need to set up their own collective defense arrangement in the face of what, in the view of some European leaders, could be a new era of American isolationism. Ministers on Monday agreed on a defense plan that would, for the first time, allow EU nations to send rapid response forces overseas. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are meeting Tuesday about key appointments in their new government. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. Trump and Pence have more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as they prepare to assume power on January 20th. Russia said Tuesday its Air Force launched a major operation targeting Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. The Defense Ministry said the operation includes warplanes from Russia's only aircraft carrier, which arrived in the eastern Mediterranean last week along with several other ships. Tuesday's airstrikes were aimed at Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front, according to Russian media. This is VOA News.